I turned my gaze to our rooftop, found Baba and Rahim Khan sitting on a bench, both dressed in wool sweaters, sipping tea. Baba waved. I couldn't tell if he was waving at me or Hassan. "We should get started," Hassan said. He wore black rubber snow boots and a bright green chapan over a thick sweater and faded corduroy pants. More than ever, he looked like an unfinished Chinese doll. Sunlight washed over his face, and in it, I saw how well the pink scar above his lip had healed. Suddenly, I wanted to withdraw. Pack it all in. Go back home. What was I thinking? Why was I putting myself through this when I already knew the outcome? Baba was on the roof watching me. I felt his glare on me like the heat of a blistering sun. This would be failure on a grand scale, even for me. "I'm not sure I want to fly a kite today," I said. "It's a beautiful day," Hassan said. I shifted on my feet, tried to peel my gaze away from our rooftop. "I don't know, maybe we should go home." Then he stepped toward me and, in a low voice, said something that scared me a little. "Remember, Amir Agha, there's no monster, just a beautiful day." How could it be such an open book to him when half the time I had no idea what was milling around in his head? I was the one who went to school, the one who could read and write. I was the smart one. Hassan couldn't read a first-grade textbook, but he'd read me plenty. That was a little unsettling, but also sort of comfortable to have someone who always knew what you needed. "No monster?" I said, feeling a little better, to my own surprise. He smiled. "No monster. Are you sure?" He closed his eyes, nodded. I looked at the kids scampering down the street, flinging snowballs. "It is a beautiful day, isn't it?" I said. "Let's fly," he said. It occurred to me that maybe Hassan had made up his dream. Was that possible? I decided it wasn't. Hassan wasn't that smart. I wasn't that smart. But made up or not, the silly dream had lifted some of my anxiety. Maybe I should take off my shirt, take a swim in the lake. Why not? "Let's do it," I said. Hassan's face brightened. "Good." He lifted our kite, red with yellow borders, and just beneath where the central and cross spars met, marked with Sifo's unmistakable signature. He licked his finger and held it up, tested the wind, then ran in its direction. On those rare occasions we flew kites in the summer, he'd kick up dust to see which way the wind blew it. The spool rolled in my hands until Hassan stopped, about 50 feet away. He held the kite high over his head, like an Olympic athlete showing his gold medal. I jerked the string twice, our usual signal, and Hassan tossed the kite. Caught between Baba and the mullahs at school, I still hadn't made up my mind about God. But when a Quran ayat I had learned in my diniyat class rose to my lips, I muttered it. I took a deep breath, exhaled, and pulled on the string. Within a minute, my kite was rocketing to the sky. It made a sound like a paper bird flapping its wings. Hassan clapped his hands, whistled, and ran back to me. I handed him the spool, holding on to the string, and he spun it quickly to roll the loose string back on. At least 2 dozen kites already hung in the sky, like paper sharks roaming for prey. Within an hour, the number doubled, and red, blue, and yellow kites glided and spun in the sky.